What the hell?
Oh my God, Pete, are you okay?
What the hell happened to the stairs? They're all slippery now.
I had them replaced, remember? The old ones were so rough and Stewie got that splinter, so I thought replacing the wood was the best way to go.
When'd you do that?
The other day, when you spent all that time at the drugstore.
Oh yeah. Couldn't figure out if... Boy, I wonder where the shampoos are around here. I said, I wonder where the shampoos are around here. Oh, for God's sake, I almost thought you were a regular person. Where's the shampoo? What the hell?
Hey, guys, all the action's over here.
That's board with wood veneer. I can't get wet.
Oh, I think I see my friends.
Hey, you guys enjoy the carnival. I'm going to get a drink at the bar. Hey, anyone sitting here?
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, would you like to go out sometime?
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, well, you know, I read somewhere that women decide within the first 7 seconds of their interest. You want to go outside, maybe a little quieter?
Sure.
Oh, my God,
Hey, check out Brian with the blind chick. Hey, don't worry, Brian, you're still doing better than Quagmire. He got a hooker.
No, but she is a prostitute. So, you sure you don't need me to come in? Did he show you to your bed?
Pretty certain. Ugh, our stupid neighbor's dog barks 24/7.
God, I hate dogs.
You do?
Yeah, they're just slobbery, annoying, needy little bastards. I'm just not really a dog person, I guess.
Oh, yeah, me neither. Dog people can get pretty annoying. Wow, it's a nice apartment you have. Is this your dog?
Yes. Isn't he the cutest little cutie wooty? Look how cute he is.
Brian, if I ever take up roller derby, what do you think my name should be? Bruisin' B. Anthony, Alicia Sleaze, or Cohag?
How about Harlot O'Scara?
Oh, you dick, that's genius. How'd your date go?
Oh, went great. We had an awesome time. She's really smart, really funny.
Cute?
Yeah, hot, actually. I don't know how she does it, but she dresses really well for a blind girl. I mean, like, her body is...
Whoa.
What?
What, me? Hey, does she have really weird, messed up eyes?
No, her eyes are normal. They're beautiful, actually.
Bet they're not. Bet they look like bowls of milk.
Shut up.
You sure she isn't just using you? Seeing eye dogs are expensive. She may just be trying to get one for free.
No, actually, she doesn't want a seeing eye dog. She hates dogs.
What?
She doesn't like dogs. She's just not a dog person.
What? Does she not know you're a dog?
Dog thing won't even matter.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. You know, I like your delusion, Brian. Most people would say, I lost. I give up. But you just keep trying. You're like the Dominican Republic, always killing the guy in charge and saying, this new guy's gonna get it right.
Well, that's just because I have confidence that I'll find happiness.
Hey, anything's possible, right? I mean, I once found the Batcave. Look, you can't expect to hire 60 workers to dig a cave under your house.
Gosh, this has been an amazing week, Brian. I still can't believe you beat up that guy who tried to mug us. That was a great dinner.
Yeah, I really like that salmon you recommended. Yes, may I help you, gentlemen?
Hey, you're in a tough part of town. Now give me your purse, dollface. Hey, you get your hands off that. I don't care how many of you there are, you're not taking this purse. How the hell we on? Let's get them, boys.
Brian?
Stay right there, Kate. I'll handle this.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
You know, Lindsay, I just want to say how nice it is to have such a beautiful young woman in our home.
Oh, a baby. I almost said one of you twice.
Who didn't, right? So, what are you two up to tonight?
Well, we really haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I'll figure something while I'm taking a chick dump in your parents' bathroom.
And I will hold your purse.
Good for Chris, huh? He picked a peach, didn't he?
Lois, don't you think maybe part of the little blind to that?
Oh, I see what's going on here. You're jealous. Chris has a wonderful young woman in his life, and you've got nothing.
She's kind of right, Brian. All you've got is a worn-out rope toy and that squirrel who comes by once a day to taunt you.
Hey! Hey, get out of here! This is our yard! You don't belong there! Don't you touch anything! I told you all this yesterday!
Smoked him in your pregnancy, but I think some of it rubbed off on him, because now he's cool.
That's nice. Well, I should go, Lois.
Yeah, I should probably get going myself. Oh, my God.
What is it, Lois?
That girl over there. That's Chris's girlfriend.
Hey, you know, she kind of looks like you, Lois. Maybe she'll thank me for buying the coffee.
You think she looks like Chris? I guess I'll have to. But he doesn't take bad news very well. Oh, Chris, honey, I'm so sorry to tell you this. But your grandfather died.
All right, gentlemen, so what do you got for my client?
Well, we're making a mediocre action film, and we think James is just the guy to do a serviceable job in a supporting role that Jeremy Irons, Jeff Goldblum, and...
We want everything!
We'll give you nothing.
We want something.
Deal.
Ugh, not this hillbilly from Rhode Island again. No, thank you.
This is Peter Griffin, famous agent, but you can call me PG-13. Ba-boom! Leave a message.
Hi, Peter. It's Tom. Just trying to reach you again. And, you know, about that meeting you set up with me and Heath Ledger, he never showed.
Didn't know how to say this to you, so here, take this piece of paper. And you're on in 4, 3, 2.
Peter Griffin drops Tom Tucker as a client.
You're dropping me as a client?
Yeah, I just heard it on the news. How could you do this?
Look, it's a whole different landscape out here since Thursday. Everything's on computers now.
Peter, I left a very good job for this. You're the only reason I came back out here.
I wish I could help you, Tom, but this is coming from upstairs.
The karate...
Come on in.
Chris, you know your girlfriend, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Well, honey, I saw her making out with another boy.
Was she kissing with her mouth or her pants mouth? Because she does both.
Chris, I can't believe you knew about this. That's terrible. Why would you even date a girl like that?
Well, because I thought she'd be like you.
Like me?
Well, you gotta admit, Mom, she does look a lot like you. Just like you, I might never find anyone.
Oh, Chris, of course you'll find someone, and you are a prize. You're a handsome, kind-hearted young man, and any girl would be lucky to have you in her life.
You really think so?
Of course I do, sweetheart.
Thanks, Mom.
Now I'm gonna take the child filter off the computer, and I want you to have a fun night.
Okay, this is it, James. I get vampires. Next year it's hay. These things go in cycles.
Peter, this is probably a good time to fire you.
What?
Come on, Peter. Who are we kidding? You're a one-man operation. You know me. I need a whole crew. I need a drugs guy, a girls guy, a fitness guy, a guy with a boat who can dump stuff way out there kind of guy.
But you're my only client. Without you, I'm ruined.
Well, that's show business. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to answer this fake phone call. Hello?
For friend's accountant. Look, you guys are hemorrhaging money. This Hall of Justice is sitting on 5 acres of commercial...
No more sense to just let it go. That's how much I hate it here.
Smash cut! Remember me, Rick?
Who's this guy now?
I am Mr. Twist, the fifth member of the South Referential Six.
Who's the sixth?
That, the Twist, Morty. It's you.
What?
Ignore him, Morty. The Twist is there's no sixth member, and he tells that to everybody.
In any case, you're ours now. You can't free yourself without a Twist, and I control them.
You control every Twist, Mr. Twist. I've got a Twist for you.
Impossible. What is it?
Nice try.
Like I didn't see that coming.
Fuck me.
Morty.
I'm adjusting.
Just I'll take it out of here. They got him in a cell made out of sports because it's the opposite of story.
Do I want to ask who he is?
His name is Retcon. He has the power to make things always have been other things.
I think that's called retconning, but his name is Retcon. Rhett's a name, too. His name could be Retcon.
It is, and always has been. Now.
Whoa.
Careful, Morty. Stay clear of his Retcon ring until he agrees to help us.
Rick. You've always trusted me.
Nice try. Here's how it's going to work. You're going to make it so Morty and I never came here. Once that's always been the case, I'll free you remotely with this.
What is my purpose?
To wait until I tell you to pull the lever.
You are fucking kidding me.
If you don't free me right now, Rick, I can make very, very bad things always have been the case for you.
Is that a threat, you fuck? You can rot in there.
Rick!
You know what, Rick? Forget what I said. We've always been friends.
Good one.
Oh, please, Rick. Don't forget that coffee mug I gave you.
You always were able to be killed with coffee.
You planned, run again.
That twist, yeah. Oh,
you were born without bones.
Oh, well.
There's never been anything outside this fortress.
God damn it.
And this fortress
has always been an orange.
Oh, great plan, Rick.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back on that, Morty. I have royally fucked us.
Oh, it hurts.
We've been past the fourth wall too long. We won't be real much longer.
You killed us, Rick. You just had to hate meta storytelling.
In my defense, Morty, I think you can agree. My hate was justified.
Oh, we...
Death is a threshold.
Oh, what happened?
You atoned.
Who?
Well, gift that would have made. Vertisaber, state your prime directive.
You stay vertical.
Then show them how it's done.
Affirmative.
Woo! Oh,
Maintain verticality, Vertisaber.
Affirmative.
All right, looking good. Stay on target.
Uh-huh.
Progress report. Vertus Aber, do you copy?
Do I have to respond every time?
Excuse me?
I'm designed to stay perfectly vertical, not to give constant affirmation. You do your job, I'll do mine.
I control you!
Okay, I'll just turn off my brain and you can do that. Bye!
Fucking kidding me? Shit!
You're definitely drifting, sir.
Where is it coming out?
Looks like Italy, sir.
Okay, that could have been worse.
Well, that is definitely not Amore.
Will you show us how it's done, Rick?
Whatever.
Italian Prime Minister on line one.
Put him on hold. We can pin this on the Saudis. This is something they do. They may as well have done it. They did do it.
Oh, there's another miracle at the end of the intersection of 401st Boulevard and 7000 Street. That's a miracle per block so far.
Okay, even I am nearing my limit.
Let's play a Christmas game.
Oh, have you guys ever played Are You a Robot? Each person here has to decide whether or not they're a robot.
Oh, I've never played that.
But don't say it out loud, because if you're a robot, you're not allowed to say you are. That's the rule. That's the horrible, painful thing about being a robot. But you do have to answer everyone's questions, and it's their jobs to decide whether you are or aren't a robot, because if you are a robot, you can't say. You're not allowed to say at all. I'll go first. Question.
Oh,
are you a robot?
Can I just ask that?
You can, but don't forget that if I am, I have to lie even though I don't want to. More questions?
Can you feel things?
Oh, fuck yes. Yes, that's the problem. If I'm a robot, which I'm not, don't forget, I have to say that. But yes, yes, I feel so much. I'm filled with love for certain people, but also filled with shame if I'm programmed to deceive them. But that's a big if.
What's your skeleton made of?
Titanium.
You're a robot.
Yes!
You know it.
But that's what a robot would say. So you get the idea.
Fun. I've always been afraid to let my guard down and just have stupid family fun like this, but Grandpa Rick is making me learn to be vulnerable.
Right on!
Oh. All right, your derivative drill ship is now faster than a lightsaber. Morty, you want front or back?
I'm gonna do this!
That's not Unity. You could stay inside and lock up.
Dad's still out shopping.
Then stay inside, lock up, and plug your ears.
Where are you going?
Therapy.
Thank God.
You're rehired.
Is that Unity?
It's your boyfriend. He must have linked with the severed hive mind. He's going to assimilate the Earth faster than I can fight it.
And you want me to talk to him?
There's no talking to him. No human mind can keep itself together while controlling millions of people.
So where are we going?
I need Unity's help. So you need to convince her I'm worth it.
You aren't.
So lie.
Inbound vessel detected.
Tell him to turn around.
Tell me in person. I'm already here.
Damn it! Your ship was just...
You have your gimmicks? I have mine. This is my therapist. You can vouch for me.
We met. She was me for a second. What do you want, Rick?
Look, it's clear you weren't lying when you said you could have taken over Earth because your finger just took over America. I need you to help me fix that.
Oh, it took that to make you believe me?
Why should I believe you? You show up unannounced and hijack a state.
I called you multiple times. You ghosted me. Rick? Is that true?
She jumped me. Why would I answer her call?
All right, I'm going to commit a cardinal sin in couples therapy here. But, Rick, I think you're wrong.
Bringing you was a mistake.
You had an outer space lady who was worried for your life, and your response was hostile enough to cause a huge problem. Thank you. Now you're asking her to both forgive you and solve it? Unity, I think the reason Rick brought me here is that he doesn't know how to indicate to you he's changed, because he's changing very slowly. But he is.
All right, anyone else want to call me a baby? Maybe we can drag this out until Earth is fully assimilated.
All right. So you're asking for an invasion? Die more often.
You did. You died everywhere. Forever. You're the only thing I can't replace.
Okay, Mr. Weepy. I'm not even real. Remember?
Nothing's real. That's your jam, right?
My grandson, our grandson, thinks this is happening because my greatest fear is letting you go.
Then don't.
I don't want to.
Then kiss me.
I'm old and we have puke mouth.
No, I'm not here. And it's not real puke.
Okay, Rick. Whoa! Dude!
Fuck you, Morty. It's a blazer.
That's not what I meant. You look sick. The hole is feeding on you.
I thought it's supposed to eat my fear. Can we get the fucking rules up in this hole?
I don't know the rules. Maybe you're dying because you've been in here too long.
Interesting theory. I wonder why you're so rosy-cheeked.
What are you saying?
Maybe the real you is off somewhere running from spiders.
Oh, so now I'm not real.
Yeah, maybe my greatest fear is having to tell you to fuck the fuck off.
Go ahead and face it.
Fuck the fuck off.
Hey, ready to showbiz, pizza?
Let me see that band play banjo.
Here's one for you. I'm afraid of watching you die.
I like that theory, Morty. So stop watching.
Hey, this is it. You nailed it. My worst nightmare. I'd like to leave the hole now. Hey, hey, hole. I'm talking to you. Are you listening? So what are you? Like, the whole promoter? The whole intern?
Is there a hole here?
Right. I'm supposed to go in there and be shocked if there's no hole or that there is a hole. What difference would it make?
You are hard to scare.
And Rick isn't, right? So the hole's gonna, like, suck on him forever because his big secret is that he's got the most fear?
Well, we can certainly say you're not afraid to be reductive. I doubt your grandpa has more fear than the average asshole in a Denny's.
Hey!
So, if anything, he seems pretty brave. Certainly not afraid to die. Maybe that makes his fear extra delicious.
So what? He's scared of love?
Everyone's scared of love, dipshit. You learn that in your 20s. It takes a very rare, very powerful being to be terrified of happiness.
Dumb.
You're dumb. That's why you're not scared to be happy. The smarter you are, the more you know. Happiness is a trap. It can't last forever. Let's say you meet the love of your life. Well, it's still gonna end. It's inevitable, whether by the slow.
Wow, you guys do this all the time?
It's a tight-knit community.
That's why we're part of the future, you know?
Yeah, being a mutant is rad.
Open your minds! Open your minds!
I love being a quarto!
Kenneth, who kind of pays for all this? You want to meet him?
Obviously.
Ken, this is Summer and Morty. They're new to this scene, but they are the real deal.
New fun! Champagne?
So open-minded of you.
We're a rare breed.
Open your mind!
What?
Open your mind!
Oh my God, your quarto is so funny.
New quarto to the future!
You want to get out of here?
Hell yeah, I do. This is like the best night I've had in a while.
Welcome to Life as a Quarto.
Open your mind! Like, this whole time I thought my brother was an anchor holding me back, but he's like a key to something I never even imagined.
Sounds like he opened your mind.
So did you. What's wrong?
I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry like you have a girlfriend, or I'm sorry like something much worse?
Hold it, Jane! Oh, him, Jane, too! Mostly for body, but I make pizzas in here too.
Every the dead piece, bitch. Sorry, no time to save you more than I just did. Gotta find my brother.
What the hell, Beth?
You're paying for those.
Just yell my name like normal.
I did. Why do you think I?
Oh, jeez. Rick's implants.
Hey, Doug, get the truck.
Woo! I've never felt so alive. Man.
Oh.
big gun.
There's my guy. Come on, the hamster's turned on me, Morty. We gotta go.
R.I.P. Big Dog.
Wasn't even in that one.
Who cares? It wasn't even on my list. This guy just queued it up.
Speaking of queues, what about all those times you two misunderstood each other?
Wait, what? Are you setting up a series of them?
Trust me, the key is grouping them with thematic connections.
I just want to talk to Morty in private about something unrelated.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay, this guy might have been kind of a mistake.
He's really, like, aggressive.
He's steamrolling us. He thinks he's hosting a fucking clip show. And I don't like his voice.
I don't like his voice. I don't like that he's doing jokes. I don't like that he's talking down to you.
Thank you. Okay, let's rethink this. I still don't trust these, but I'll accept these cards at 70 cents on the dollar.
Done. Fair. How do we get rid of him?
I'll just pay the asshole and tell him to get a great job.
He's hosting a fucking clip show, and I don't like his voice.
I don't like his voice. I don't like that he's doing jokes.
Okay,
like
well, that's on us. Should have seen that coming.
Thing is more my thing.
Well, then you know he's about to pay you.
And tell me I did a great job.
Fine, you caught us. We secretly think you suck.
Oh!
Here's twice what I owe you. That's how little conversation we want to have about you leaving.
I have never seen two bigger assholes, and I see all assholes.
Then you can see yours out. Bye!
Christ.
It's hot, so hot.
Gotta start in the middle. Oh. Statistically the coolest. You won't find a car by my about this. I was definitely gonna kill you guys. I thought you wanted to work together.
I've been trying to kill him, and they call me Evil Morty.
The easiest way out of any box is to be the least shaped like a box. We both hate Rick Prime more than each other anyway.
Where'd you get that?
He's the worst Rick.
Good deal. The worst turd is a pizza.
Whoa! Tough customer.
How is the worst turd a pizza?
Oh, shit. Seems like he doesn't play well with others. We all cool just killing this guy?
Yeah.
Big John Final Red! Horace, we're just one bad rig. Express his cardio. And now the big reveal. Do you get Diane back? Not in any real sense, because when I build a weapon, it works. It's called being talented. But I do have a Diane that promises to be with you until death. But I'd get to the death part fast. You don't want to be in here when this place resets.
Rick?
Hey, Diane.
You
Fuck! Clearly just said to be hurtful, but I also won't deny it. I was young. God, I missed that face.
Rick, you never told me he killed your wife across infinity.
Yeah, now I want to meet this guy, too.
I want to talk about this.
Halloween, fuck your sex now, Rick!
Or that.
Come on, baby. Give my girl a kiss.
You're taking her to go. Whoa! Looks like we survived the box.
You should count chickens professionally, Morty.
I didn't trigger that.
All right, let's bail before this oven self-cleans. What do you think? Subether barrier blocking the portal fluid?
Maybe that. Mine will get through it.
Here, give me that.
Don't freak out. I'm gonna tweak this.
32, hold the 3.
You need some kind of vector?
I was getting there.
The goo! The goo for the trap!
Come on, go, go, go!
Oh, jeez, that was insane! I can't believe you were excited for that!
I'm excited for this.
This is the spaghetti of a person that took their own life. They did consent to be eaten.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow, yeah, amazing as always, not gonna lie.
And would you consider yourself a typical Earthian?
Well, on Earth, it's considered inferior to be typical, so we're all very special and different, but we definitely all do like spaghetti.
All 8 billion of you?
Ooh.
Morty, how would you feel about being a kind of ambassador?
A liaison between our worlds.
Oh, now, hold on. I went to that funeral because...
Because you felt bad. Because you didn't have permission. Show him.
My name is Tanya Radcliffe. I've been living in pain for years. I've lost all my loved ones. I've got nothing. So that when doctors told me I could finally have the right to die if I agreed to be dinner for some alien boy, I simply said, I hope I'm delicious.
Oh, Jim.
And would you say that makes it taste better?
It makes it go down a lot easier.
Oh, I like that. Maybe it's time we allow some people the right to die and be delicious.
Please feel free to finish, Tanya. It is what she wanted.
No, I think I'm good. Thanks. Tanya, you really were tasty. Actually, can I take her to go? Who's ready for more ethical spaghetti?
Yeah, I love this ethical spaghetti.
Full admission, I was fine before, too.
Oh, this is so good.
Has the Parmesan?
Where's Dad? Why does he keep missing spaghetti night?
I guess he got butthurt because Morty high-roaded him and got us a delicious spaghetti without all the lies and nihilism.
And another cheer for the added bonus of no Rick.
Boom! Sorry to interrupt Morty's perfect spaghetti night, but thought he'd want to see this.
Whoa! What the fuck is that? Mordio's suicide spaghetti is 100% ethical, single-origin pasta. Oh, dear God.
Let me guess. You went back to the planet, gave some thoughtful insight to their leader, and now they're selling their dead at every space Walmart.
I did, but I didn't say to do this.
Is this people or not people? I just need to know how much I should pretend to be upset.
This seems to be Roger.
Hi, I'm Roger Wayne Martyr. I was a serial killer and cannibal, and now I get to kill myself and be food for you, which I suppose is a silver lining to all my misdeeds. Anyway, please enjoy me.
So, death to people?
Well, I mean, on the bright side, I feel like one could look at this as a really nice episode.
Shit, I think when we started getting it on, that amulet showed us the truth of our origin.
Father!
Hell yeah, we're into the same sick shit, huh?
No, my father, he's here! Oh, what's that?
Emperor Dreadnought.
The fate of the Alpha Betrium.
Does it have?
Magma Q's legacy ends here.
How the fuck did he find us?
Betrayal revealed.
You appear displeased to see me, Prince Walter C.
Cold-ass motherfucker, you in league with Dreadnought? How could you do us letters dirty like that, F?
My true name is not F. Only Maritonia, they call me A.
Good thing your father isn't alive to see you fail. He'd be so disappointed.
Motherfucker, I'm gonna shoot you in the dick.
I would like to see you try. Villain exit.
Thanks for dragging me across the universe to be killed, Water Tea. No homework doing, mother grabbing.
You wanna go, old man? I'll fuck you till you love me. I'll put your kids through college. I'll fucking take you to Boca Raton, you motherfucker.
Shut up, Water Tea. After all, you did betray Goldenfold by, not thinking math at the grannies, I guess.
That's what you think happened? Nah, G-Fold. It went like this. Did you listen to my album, Pop? It's nominated for a Grammy.
Yes, I heard your album. What is this 4-4 time rhythm nonsense? Disgusting. You're a number-loving traitor who doesn't care about anything but himself.
I never knew.
You never asked.
Here, Father.
The destiny of the new Maritons is mine to claim. Everyone has to watch while I do it, too. How does the thing work again?
Allow me, my lord.
Hold up. You're just gonna let this motherfucker come up and...
But they basically revolve around not going near the energy relay. Is anybody going to go near the energy relay? Okay, you have pleased me. I'll get you guys some kind of a ladder.
The target is inside.
Excellent! Release the bitch!
I just love worshiping the devil as you guys.
We can do even better.
You work for the Vatican. Our enemies are your enemies. Yes.
Here, my sweet. This will help you communicate.
I traded a predator 3 muskets for it.
So it is their currency.
Give me what you promised.
Yes, child. You've earned it.
All right, Morty. Want to grab a mead for the road?
Nah, I'm good.
Then here we go!
Man, I take back everything bad I said about phone theft.
There's a method to the madness, Morty. And now, infinite energy, baby. What the? Someone hacking into the earthbound side of my relay, Morty. Pretty crazy. Whoever's doing this would have to be a spiritual leader with limitless resources. In fact, I guess there's only really one.
You are fucked.
Oh, fuck!
It is over. My torment ends now.
What the hell? Are you seriously working for the Pope?
The Pope saw my potential. Prepare to be crushed by Bigfoot.
Don't worry, Morty. I've got this under control.
Apologize. You thought Bigfoot was dumb, which was dumb of you.
You're right, Morty. Underestimating people only gives them the high ground.
Oh, sorry.
You're coming down!
Sweet Christ! Valley, Valley, you're free! Valley, free!
He's getting too close. If he reaches the central power plant, it'll trigger a chain reaction that renders North America uninhabitable, but also takes out all cell phones.
Fear not, guard number 2. The moat was installed for this exact scenario. Is that a tank on it that can cross that water?
Oh, dear, God, I'm doing it!
This is all my fault, Morty. You were the only real thing in there, but I didn't treat you like you mattered.
You couldn't have known what would happen in that war.
But I did know, Morty. I did know. Once I understood the rules of the Matrix, taking power was easy. But making power wasn't. There was only one way to make the charging science work. All the lithium we could get our hands on. We got it.
We can fix it, Rice! We can fix it!
No one can know about this. It was a brutal war, but I knew we'd win it, because we had you. An ex-con with no future, no family, no way to die.
Morty, I never had a brother.
Till you do.
You could have had a different life. I could have given it to you.
Ah! We got him. Something turned his shit.
Thank you, soldier. Full heart, full charge.
We're lithium rich!
You were my greatest asset and my darkest shame. I also had your phone bugged, a tracking chip put in your spine, and all those birds you like to feed were spy cameras built by the government.
My sister!
I know you lost a brother in there. Don't make me lose you.
It's like the pain is all I have left of him, but he's gone. He never existed in the first place.
Don't say that. Without you and your friends, we never would have escaped the Matrix.
Rich, he would have woken up and let us out.
On whose terms? He would have wiped his clean before our eyes were open, and then they'd really be gone. All of them. CJ, Chop, Lock, Marmaduke.
Paul! Jesus!
I'm sorry, Morty. You get to decide now. What do you want to do?
I want to go home.
Yeah.
Get us out of here! I'm coming!
Carl!
your head shit.
Dumb people saying something meaningless because they've learned a new phrase.
You think they're thinking about something.
Focus, Dad. The Queen is a spore bomb.
Ooh, you better call the Defiance.
Why, so they can form a committee?
You don't want your old job back?
No, Dad. The Defiance sucks, but that doctor keeps trying to kill me. He is not getting a W. Oh, God, I'm turning into my father.
That's all you had to say, partner. All right, should be pretty easy. We get in undetected, find the spore bomb, and portal it out of there. Step one, we blend in as bugs working for the Department of Transportation. My guy, Cisco, will be at the back door at 7 a.m.
Cisco?
My inside man, don't worry.
Okay, but what if he doesn't show up?
What's that supposed to mean? You don't even know Cisco.
Which is very concerning, since this plan seems very dependent on him.
So, let me finish the plan.
Fine.
Step two, Cisco provides us with security credentials for the maintenance tunnel.
And if he doesn't show, what's our backup plan?
I use Cisco so that I don't need a backup plan. What's that?
We ordered food, remember? I've never heard of this Cisco guy in my life, and all of a sudden he's the most reliable person ever born.
Maybe I work with more reliable people than you. Make sure my fries are there.
Thank you. Oh, wait, are there fries? Oh, okay. I see them. Thank you. Where were we?
Step three, we quickly and quietly pass into the surveillance grid.
Wait, how'd we get there?
With the credentials we got from Cisco.
So, in other words, if Cisco...
Cisco has never not shown up.
Can I just ask, what does someone have to do to achieve the level of trust he's placed in this random man?
I trust plenty of people.
Me too.
Bird Person and Cisco.
Cisco is at the same level as Bird Person?
Yeah, he listens to my plan.
I guess I would too if I was a pivotal goddamn participant.
That's all this is? You're jealous of Cisco?
I would have relied on him. If he didn't show up at 7, with two humans in bug cart and standing on a door until the cops find us, then we're running and gunning.
We're not going to be running or gunning any point in this plan. It's going to be you, me, and Cisco staying under the radar and preventing a coordination catastrophe.
Come into the kitchen for some lemonade.
Oh, wow. Can't pass up lemonade.
The movie Lazarus is mine. No one's more creative than James Bond.
God damn it, we're stuck.
No, we're not, Rick. Where am I stuck?
That was awesome. And so is that.
Woo-hoo!
Thank the squirrels, you're safe.
Thank Rick Sanchez. He did everything.
You did a lot, too. Definitely more than I expected.
Rick, I want to thank you for rescuing me. Here, I want you to have this. It's a piece of me.
Oh, thanks. Is this, like, one of your balls?
Robo trees! Something messed up is going viral all over Twitter.
Hello, Earth. I'm the son of Thistle, and I'm just like my dad, so I'm a doomsdayer. Samantha, tell the people what we're gonna do. We're gonna wipe out the polar ice caps, because they suck!
Huh. Does the movie Liza still think we're on track? Jerry?
Jerry's fucking happy!
Should have listened to Snyder.
Let's stop that prick.
What the hell is Sandbomb?
Dude, where is he?
On a ship. Turns out Sandbomb's an all right guy. He's kind of my favorite character now.
What? Look at me. I'm a fucking captain.
Relax. That's the process.
Oh, my God. You're rewritten. Again, I want to go home! And I didn't even think the last Maximum Velocity was all that bad!
You said it wasn't Citizen Kane!
Yeah, I'm 14! I never seen Citizen Kane! Now listen to me, you stupid old man! You're gonna bring Sandbomb here, and I'm gonna shoot him in the goddamn head just like we planned!
Okay, I'll help you kill him!
You're gonna do what?
I'm trying cahoots with the Robo-Tree! Samantha!
What are you doing down here? Nothing. I knew it didn't take this long to go to the bathroom. And what did you mean when you said Dad said he'd be paranoid? Weird sentence. Is there something Dad said in our teens? Dad wasn't in our teens, Beth. We're the same person with the same memories. Does this have something to do with that cool younger version of Dad? No, you're crazy. Here, I'll prove it. We can go check on him. Okay. Is this skull metal? It is. Oh, cool.
Stop fighting me! I can't! It's hell!
Okay, so I'm a memory from the past, and you and I have a daughter in the future, and we're in her head right now.
We're together in her head right now. But there's a special ant farm brain old Real Rick built where we can live forever.
What's wrong?
It should have been sunset over by now. Beth only had to move us from the sub-basement to the garage. I'm gonna go see what's up. Don't touch anything!
Who are you?
Oh, God. I'm your mom, somehow?
You can't be my mom. My mom's locked in a box in the sub-basement.
I was. It had something to do with memories or something.
You're too young.
I'm a memory, just like you. And I think we're in Real You's head.
I'm a memory? I'm not real?
It's all new to me, too. I know. We came here in that pod.
What?
And...
Oh, man. Okay, plan is a bit of a wrinkle. I think Real Beth's gone rogue. Wait, what are you doing out of the pod?
Our daughter was right there, Rick. I tried to tell her we were both memories.
Fox, Fox! Sweetie, telling a memory what they are wakes them up.
What, it does? It shouldn't be that easy to create sentience.
Yeah, I think every parent has that thought at some point. Shit, this is bad. I already filled up that suggestible memory to brainwash her into rescuing you.
Brainwash her?
To rescue you!
Aw, our first fight.
This is what happens when you listen to people.
You did that, Papa!
You're ruining this summer! All that stupid British car nonsense is finally working for me! I thought you were
going out here!
Help us, Dad! Hold the parking brake!
People, my people, Salvatore knows of Gobtopia.
No!
Our only chance is to take this battle to them.
If I may, it would be suicide to take a run at Salvatore's tower.
I agree.
Well, listen to him. That's a double advocate bot. I'm glad we tracked him.
If I may, you don't look glad.
Damn, what a noise. The horn of Goblinidus is a reminder that anything is possible. It was blown before they toppled Gobnob the Elf Son in Book 2.
And the Rubber Snow in Book 3.
Also the White Wizard in Book 4.
All right, I get it. I went to the same well a lot. You read Enchanted Goblin?
Yeah, I loved it. 14. I'm the target audience.
Afraid of being discarded. But today, we begin a new era where everyone has value, especially authors. I'm still a little trash.
I guess you get it from your dad.
Oh, yeah. Great abomination!
Must collapse
society! Not today, cupcake! I feel like we got off on the wrong foot here. Christ Trooper General Reinhard Kincaid. The truth is, we both want the same thing.
We both want you to shut up?
Cute. Let me tell you a story. My species does not like sex.
Is that the whole story?
We think it's gross.
I don't like seeing it in movies or TV.
It upsets me when they reference it in pop songs.
Wow.
2,000 years ago, we sent a trooper here to kill your rabbit.
but Earth crucified him.
Whoa, that is not how we tell that story.
Look, you have the egg we have.
He's gonna break through!
Get you home and
unsupply you. There is no daddy, only Bondi.
Gross, dude.
We saw the mural.
You don't think the first thing we would do is inoculate ourselves?
Yeah, this is a low.
A baby. Grab peanut.
He has to know that's not you.
Well, if he does, he doesn't care.
All right, we gotta get moving. There's a killer view two stops over.
You guys want a ceviche to go?
And Rick turned the moon into a disco ball for Morty's winter formal?
Beautiful, right? Honestly, Eagle Man, I didn't think you'd come out this far.
Way to prove me wrong.
I mean, I'm not actually from the dimension you found me in. My whole family jumped together.
And then when the space version of my wife showed up, I thought she'd hate me. And she did. But then I turned into a bug and we all had sex.
Eagle Man! God damn!
I guess it is all pretty cool when I say it out loud. Thanks for opening my eyes to that.
I'm just you, brother.
Well,
had a surge, and I did promise to get you home.
Thanks for riding with me. It's the most fun I've had in a while.
Wait 1 second.
Oh!
Hold on. I'm a little drunk.
If this Mrs. Jerry would like me, he'd keep a 12-pack in the bathroom for the occasional
shower beer.
He's a man!
These are warm.
We're cutting it close.
Slow down. I need a doctor.
Wait. Now we have to take care of him. I don't want to take care of anybody. You take care of him.
It was your idea.
Not it.
I think you hit an artery.
He did it. He's a psycho.
You're the psycho.
I want you to fall after you talk. I'll show you, psycho.
I remember your affirmation, Gene. You deserve to live.
Well, somehow every decision I've ever made has led to this.
Countdown!
Earth, World War II, fought with combines in harvesters, and you're about to witness it firsthand.
Oh, God, is that a live wire?
None of the electricity is grounded yet.
I gotta get home before Gene calls 911 from any other phone but his own. The head thing, so you can get out the way you can.
Wait, you're leaving? I thought you loved this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Morty was right. Am I, like, supposed to think it's cool that there's measles in the water and, like, snakes? Nah, you guys have fun.
We're down here, boys!
Rick, you go! They're not good people!
Thank you.
I've only been gone for 2 hours. Hey, Beth, did you hear that you've been huffing childhood and have overdosed on fun?
Ah!
Ouch. not.
My favorite part of the job, escalating situations.
Fun to leave that race behind. Thought we'd end up winning it by accident.
No, get the Koopa, Dad! Let's go, Koop! Follow up, Koop!